separate.
They call it infection.
Yeah. Well, after the infection heals, they sometimes they used to have to burn that off with.
That's a proud place.
Yeah. And then something they used to put on. They don't use it as much now as they used to, but they used to use this kind of brownish.
Used to put ivy in all the.
And what did they used to give people for malaria? In fact, they used to use it for colds too. The bitter pills.
Quinine.
Yeah, right. Okay. And if someone was alive yesterday, today he isn't. You say last night he
was all right.
But he
passed away.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's the way you might say. You might say he passed away, but or else you might just say he
died.
Yeah. And then, if you didn't know the cause of the death, you might say, I don't know what he
died with.
All right. And the place where a body is buried is a
grave cemetery.
Yeah. And the box is called a
casket.
Yeah. Now the kind that they used to make that is that called a casket?
Coffin.
Okay. And the ceremony was called a.
Yeah.
Is still called. All right. And then the family would wear black, and you'd say they're in. So you don't want to go over. Won't invite those people to the party. The death of the family very recently. You say that family is in.
Kind of.
Yeah, or in more.
Negroes?
Well, no, I mean they're wearing black. They're wearing.
Oh.
They wear, like, maybe wear a black armband, or they wear black clothes.
I reckon that would be for mourning. They used the black.
Exactly, sure. And now you mentioned your. Said you have these aches and pains, call that
arthritis.
Yeah, and you'd say, it's not, I'd say, well, how are you today? And you say, oh, I'm
no better. You got off.
Okay. And if you didn't want someone to be troubled by something, you might say, everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
Sure. And a disease that killed a lot of children in. Especially in the last century, in the beginning of this century, it caused a
diphtheria,
right? And then a thing that caused the yellowing of the skin and a
yellow jaundice,
right? And then a pain. You get a pain down on the right side. An attack of
appendicitis.
You know. And if you can't keep food down, you say
stomachs. Out of shape.
Okay, your stomach's out of shape, and so you might
vomit.
Yep. And what's a crude expression for that? That another expression you've heard for that besides vomit.
Throwing up.
Mm-hmm. And is throwing up cruder than vomit? Which is the cruder term? Those two. And which do you think is less polite?
Vomit, I guess. Hello.
Okay, well, that's all. We'll just let that go. If a person who you say he has stomach trouble, you might say he is sick.
Sick in his stomach.
Sure. And if a young man is seeing a lot of a girl right before he's married, you might say he is, when they're going out regularly, you'd say he is going over to her house all the time and say he is.
You mean he's taking a lot of.
Well, no, I mean, now they probably say they're going steady or something like that, or they're dating or something.